And so now the Oregon legislature meets in a special session starting today. The main issue is money, or lack of it. The pandemic reduced people's incomes. Oregon depends largely upon income taxes for state revenue, so that is down, and the budget must be adjusted. Lauren Dake is a reporter and producer covering Oregon politics for OPB. She joins us for a brief preview of the session in Salem. Lauren, welcome.
Hi, nice to be here.
Now, I'm sure some folks are thinking they had a special session in Oregon already. What happened there?
Yeah, they had a special session earlier this summer in June, but that was to largely address police accountability issues. They held off on making any budget adjustments, primarily because they were hoping they were going to get some kind of federal aid from the federal government, but that hasn't happened yet, so they've decided to just go ahead and move forward with addressing the budget.
All right, so the governor picked the date thinking we might know by now what Congress had decided to do?
That's right. But since that hasn't happened, there's been a lot of pressure to go ahead and adjust the budget and give people a sense of where some cuts might be coming.
Give us a sense, Lauren, of the shortfall in front of legislators, either in dollars or as a percentage of the overall budget.
The budget's been pretty ravaged by COVID-19. Just to give you a sense, these same lawmakers who are crafting this budget right now, just 5 months ago, they were debating how to spend millions of dollars in unexpected money because the state economy was doing so well. So now they are looking at about a $1 billion budget shortfall. So a pretty significant budget gap.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good situation, a big situation, not a good situation at all. No, but this is a fairly typical situation, isn't it, though? In Oregon, with the balanced budget required, you get demands for services rising at the same time the supply of dollars for those programs drops.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why they meet when they do, primarily, is to adjust the budget. This session that started today, about 30 minutes ago, it could really be kind of a test run for the next long session where they have to address the budget more in a more wholehearted fashion. And the economic forecast continues to look pretty bleak. So this could kind of be a test run for some of these lawmakers.
Has some belt tightening already been done within the state of Oregon bureaucracy?
They've left a lot of positions open, and that's a plan. They'll continue to leave positions open. As far as I know, no state agencies have taken big pay cuts yet, but travel budgets have been reduced, and there's been some administrative cuts that have already happened.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything much in the way of a rainy day fund, money in the bank, in essence, for just this sort of situation that would cover at least some of the shortfall?
Yeah, actually, they have a $400 million education reserve budget that they actually plan to tap into this go-around in order to help close that $1 billion budget shortfall. So they are absolutely relying on reserve funds that have been, sort of put away during better times.
All right. So all the discussion, though, at this point is either tapping into reserve funds or cutting costs. But there's no discussion, it sounds like, of additional revenue in terms of like a tax increase in a recession, which is never a popular move, I know.
Not really any robust discussion on that front. I mean, there is some talk of raising some fees, primarily on mining and very specific areas that would help fund the geology agency. But other than that, no real discussion of raising taxes.
I noticed that the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, DOGAMI in particular, seems to be having a lot of trouble maintaining its own budget.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's one idea that they might be discussing today. We don't know yet because they haven't been incredibly transparent with what will be on the docket today, is trying to, fund that agency to a better degree.
So that you're saying they convened at 8 o'clock and you're still kind of unclear about what the plan for the day is?
Yeah, it's unusual. I mean, we know that they're going to address the budget, but beyond that, there's been a bit of a debate over how much they should discuss. The House Democrats and the governor have expressed interest in discussing more police accountability measures and taking up some measures that might help with some of the employment and unemployment issues that we're struggling with right now in Oregon. And then there's Senate President Peter Courtney, a Democrat as well, who has sort of sided with the House and Senate Republicans in saying that they should just get in, address the budget, and then leave Salem.
All right, but there's nothing in the governor saying, you know, here's a special session I want to have on money. Let's just have it on money. The legislators, once they're convened, can do pretty much anything they want, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're supposed to be kind of the ideal situation is that they've negotiated a lot of the terms before they enter the building. But yes, there's a chance that they could try and get through a bunch of policy bills.
So if, Lauren, they stick to just the money stuff, as Peter Courtney would like in the Senate, any idea how long the session might go on? I mean, are there really any projections for days length of the special session?
I mean, if they just do the budget, most lawmakers expect that to be pretty straightforward. The lawmakers who have been building that budget have been negotiating for months. It's pretty dialed in. That could be a one-day session.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it at that. Lauren Dake is a reporter and producer covering Oregon politics for OPB. Thank you for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you. Bye.